الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We were discussing this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala has explained the great message, the great Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has sent to us. And Allah Ta'ala starts it with addressing the whole of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas. That a maw'idha, a wa'az has come to you. And we mentioned that it comes in the hadith that I have left two wa'az for you. One is the speaking one, the Quran Sharif. And the other is the silent one, his maut is the qabristan. So we should take great lessons from maut. We should make muraqabah of maut also. Even if we just read the dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. And we should just think about maut briefly also. Some people, mashallah, Allah had given them tawfiq. We had one friend, in fact, who made niyat to build the whole masjid here. He had completed the foundation and Allah Ta'ala called him away in that young age of his. But he used to go to the qabristan and he should lie in the qabr alone. And he should think now, my maut has come, and I have to answer munkar and nakir, etc. So these things we should think: one day I'll have to leave all this here. My wife, my children, everyone. And the greatest being that we should give preference to for over everything is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah bring that. We should give preference to akhirat over dunya. Dunya is just temporary. Dunya is sijnul mu'min. And akhirat is jannah, is our jannah there. And this is jannah for the kafir in this dunya. So we should give preference to akhirat. We should give preference to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's command. And this comes to test when we are with family matters. Just as we heard now also, when the family, the wife wants to do something which is against Sharia, now we're going to give preference to her happiness, her life, or to what Allah Ta'ala says. And the same way, with the wife, with the husband, with the children, children want to do many wrong things which are against Sharia. So, and today is the time when many times the children want things according to Sharia, parents don't want it. So all those things we have to see who we give preference to. So akhirat we have to give preference. Maw'izatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And it is a cure for that which is in the bosom, the heart. All the diseases of the heart, love of this dunya, our nafs that overtakes us. The Quran Sharif is the cure for all this. Doubts that come into people, wrong beliefs that come into people. The more we associate with Quran Sharif, the more our beliefs will also be corrected. For example, common today, very sadly, is the Darwin theory of evolution, and that is going across the board. Everyone is today more or less believing it. But in the Quran Sharif, we will read over and over that Allah says, I created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Adam alayhi salam, I made Hawa alayhi salam. And the rest of mankind came from there. In fact, every nikah that we attend, and there is an ayah that is read in the nikah khutbah. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Allah says clearly, خَلَقَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. And we have to get this yaqeen in our hearts. This also is God weak in us, that the kalam of Allah, Allah's word is absolute and final. That is the final word. The whole world, scientists and philosophers, everyone can get together and try and prove a point, but what the Quran and a Muslim, that is what I believe in. The whole world says it's opposite, but I will believe in this. What the Quran Sharif says. So Allah give us the tawfiq to accept what the Quran Sharif says. And that is what we go. So khalaq minha zawjaha wa وخلق منها زوجها. Then and from Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام Allah created Hawa عليه السلام. So it is clear that from where we are. So this about the monkey story and all that, that we have got nothing to do with that whatsoever. And our children must be ingrained in them. Because today, many of our girls are doing teaching courses at university, online or correspondence or something, and it's a common thing. Every second girl is doing it, and they are taught in there. And they in turn are going to teach our children. And a Muslim girl is going to be teaching Muslim children. And you will choose somebody in the neighborhood, she's a namazi, she goes in jamaat, she goes with a khanka, she's a good woman, we send our children to her to go and learn. And then there she will be learning perhaps, or they will be learning, our children are learning all these things there. And these are kufriyat. It's a very, very dangerous matter. And unfortunately it's becoming so common. The enemy is working 24 hours, 25 hours a day. While we are asleep, We are not interested of what is happening. So Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious. So the Quran Sharif will be the remedy for all this. مَوْعِذَةُ مِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Till there we explained a little bit yesterday. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is hidayat and it is a mercy for the believers. So the Quran Sharif, when it is hidayat from Allah Ta'ala, what I have to do for the day, the Quran Sharif is going to tell me. So in the morning I must read Quran Sharif. Everyone, Allah make it that our houses, one time it was common that every house, Quran Sharif tilawat used to come out from that house at Fajr time. But today is the time when it doesn't happen there. We were fortunate, Alhamdulillah, certain places we went to, it looks outwardly like primitive, narrow streets, so narrow that the car also can't go, the olden days system. But you hear after Maghrib, after Fajr, from all sides, you just hear Quran Sharif being read. Those are the things that we should cherish, we should try and bring alive in our homes. And for Ramzan we have come for our Islah, and Ramzan is the ideal month for our Islah. Rozas are even more ideal for our Islah. Quran Sharif is even more for our Islah. So this is what we have to take from here. When we go from here, Quran Sharif must become alive in our homes. In fact, in our homes every day there must be Quran Sharif. And we usually say that very fortunate is that mother who makes a rule in her house that nobody will get breakfast in this house until they have read Quran Sharif. And the father who says nobody will be permitted to leave this house until they have read Quran Sharif. So that is very important. In our businesses, if you say, go 15 minutes earlier, read Quran Sharif. In our vehicles, read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be alive everywhere. Very sadly, Quran Sharif is gone out. Somebody explained to us that he saw a dream in Madinatul Munawwara that Jews have entered every Muslim's home. So he couldn't understand the interpretation. So after about 2 weeks, when he went home, he saw that they were selling TVs now. Before that, there were no TVs in Haramain Sharifain. And TVs people were buying and putting in their homes. Then he realized what the dream meant. Now they are right in our homes. We have given them permission to be right in our homes and infiltrate and indoctrinate all the people in the house. And all this is happening now. And with that coming in, Quran Sharif went out. Or perhaps it was the system of Allah Ta'ala is Allah make us all conscious that by Allah there is no vacuum. So when there isn't Quran Sharif, Allah will put something else. And as a punishment, when we have our different ways, Allah will bring these things into our homes. Very fortunate are those people who are saved from the TV. I was thinking a TV is a thing of the past. Because now everyone has got everything on the cell phone. Some friends of ours, they say, no, it's a very in thing. And the big screens like that. And how much people are paying for one screen. How much still the people are connected with the TV. So these are the things that are totally destroying us. So and to get things sorted out. some people in our country, the father, he was very pious, righteous, and the mother and the daughters, especially young girls, they were having a different way of life, very modern way of life. They brought TV, the father got angry, and he threw it out or whatever he did, and the girls became angry, and they told the father that you give our share of our what we are supposed to get. It doesn't belong to them, it's the father's. When he passes away, they will get their share. But they were demanding it, and they asked him to leave the house. So he went, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to our country and he explained this scene to him. So he says, the first thing is you did be usuli of Jamaat work, that you went and threw out the TV. So that you shouldn't have done. All you do is start kitab reading in the house. And when he started kitab reading, it was just about 2 weeks that they themselves threw out the TV. So this is the thing, in our homes, bring Quran Sharif. If we and the other things to go out, like it's dark in the house, lights are off, it's dark, what do? We don't take the light and throw it out, or that there's no light, we don't break open the roof and let this light from outside come in. We just press one button, and under the button the light has come. All where the darkness is gone, we don't know. So just like that, bring light in the house. Just press that button of having ta'aleem in the house, Quran Sharif, tilawat in the house. This is what we must have in the house. And also, Allah give us tawfiq to do tilawat as an ibadat. One is the children have to learn their sabak. That also we should give preference to madrasa work over school work. They should learn that. And every one of us, you know, whoever is awake, not awake, sleeping, but on our time, we should be making our tilawat. There was that time when the whole family should sit around the table, usually the kitchen table, and they all should read Quran Sharif in the morning. Before anything else was Quran Sharif. After Maghrib was first some ta'aleem, and then the supper used to be served. So if we can bring that back again into our homes, we'll see a lot of good will come. So this will be then, hudo wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. It will give us guidance in all our matters. Many times we have faced, many of us, some business deal, must I do it with this person, must I buy from here, must I buy from there, must I employ this person, must I employ that person, many things. If we have Quran Sharif, Allah will guide us to the right thing. Regularly we have Quran Sharif, the barakat of the Quran Sharif in all our matters, Allah will guide us. Where there was Quran Sharif, there was loyalty between husband and wife, children were obedient, every good thing. But today generally Quran Sharif is gone out of our homes. One friend of ours just explained, fortunately or unfortunately, Allah knows best, but we know hardly anything what is happening in the outside world. But when he explained that it is the month of Ramadan, and still how people are negligent and involved in all other things. So we should avoid all that. We should come more into deen all the time. Our families also, the more we are in deen all the time. And those people who are in a position that they have to give fatwas, muftis, etc., they should know what is happening in the world so that their fatwa can be given accordingly. But otherwise, we don't have to know all what's happening in the world, the news, etc. We must concentrate more on our deen. We haven't got time for Quran Sharif, but we got time for news today. We haven't got time for Quran Sharif, but we got time to know everything what is happening in every part of the world. But in Quran Sharif, we haven't got time. So Quran Sharif is the thing that we must give great, great preference. So wudu wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. And all that, qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi. Allah's fadl and Allah's rahmat. That Allah has given us this Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif is free for every person. And we can read Quran Sharif, we can take as much time as we want to from the Quran. We are, as we explained, that we are actually talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We are in the sohbat and in the company of Allah Ta'ala. And as Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sah, Rahimahumullah, explained from the teachings of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, that if you want to build a friendship and relationship with somebody, then just start meeting him every day. As you meet every day, then friendship will start. Then some days if you don't meet, he will ask, today you didn't come. And if he is not there at home when you enter and meet him, you will also feel you aren't there. So if we start with our tilawat of Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will also remember us. This manda every day, this time he used to make tilawat, but he's not here now. What is happening? And Allah will make the means for us. Whatever we have some problems, etc., Allah will remove those problems. So we build with tilawat, with zikrullah, the basics of deen. And we do this, many people also feel when we get involved with this, then we won't have time for our dunya's work. This will be too much. And a broad example of this to understand, at the moment, there may be many of us also who work at different places with non-Muslims also, and they can't understand how we keeping roza in Ramzan. For us, it's just a natural thing. Little children are keeping roza. Old people are keeping roza. Sick people are keeping roza. For us, it's a natural thing. For them, they can't understand that we're making five times namaz a day. Then when you get time, you're praying five, like you went, you say we're going for prayers. Again, now I'm going, you're praying all the time. Then when you're going to be doing your other work? But we know five times namaz are accommodated easily. And now in Ramadan, everyone, Taraweeh is there. Besides the Taraweeh also, everyone is trying what is Tahajjud also, what is Israq, Jast, Awwabin also, everyone is trying what some Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, everyone is trying more. And yet dunya's work is carrying on also. So Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. So even in our, where people who are not like in the, many people who want to become murid also, but they say, if I don't manage the wazifas, then what am I going to do? That will have a bad effect on me. But it's not difficult that you can't manage. You will. How you manage, how those people, non-believers, can't understand the basics of deen. Just like that person who might be in deen, he thinks you can't. But Allah gives barakat in time. And today, which is very common on our tongue also, no barakat in time. It is because we're not doing the right thing. You do the right thing, Allah gives lot of barakat in time. Even today, Mufti Abzal Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali passed away. How many kitabs he has written in this time of ours? How many, many kitabs he has written? So those who do, they, the work is carrying on. Deen's work is carrying on. And we can't understand one person doing so long. And it is, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy also that one person can take work from other people. And he knows how to take out work also. That is also a great thing. Our buzurg, that is, one buzurg, he trained a few people. They in turn, like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in our times, he trained a few people. Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali wrote a beautiful, some ash'ar about Thana Bhawan, that the masjid was so small, the town was so small, and the people that came, and they benefited, and it looked like nothing is happening. But almost everyone went and opened at the Khanka somewhere, went and opened a Darul Uloom, and each one in turn again, what great work they did. And from there again, what other great work. The Khanka of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Gangohi, a small little place, and how humble wasn't Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. There was a masjid that was neglected. He went, he cleaned it, he restored it, everything. He started teaching there. His students, namaz started. The town people, they came, they said, no, you don't, you're not entitled to this. So he said, no problem. He packed up immediately, and he went outside under the tree, and he started teaching there. Then they realized, they came, they brought him back again, and there he taught, and from there, for example, amongst his students was one Maulana Ismail, Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and in turn, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, and in the world today, for the whole world, what work the Hazrat has done. There was Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, and after Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali passed away, he went to Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, and he studied in Darul Uloom, Dioban, and one person Allah chose, and the whole world, Allah brought a reformation in the whole world. What a change in the whole world. One person like this, persons were produced, and Allah Ta'ala took work from them. So this is that what we have to do. We bring this deen into us. And this Quran Sharif is the basic source of it all. And Allah give us this connection with Quran Sharif. And if we can make a promise between us and Allah, that Ya Allah, I'm reading Quran Sharif now, and please, I must carry on after Ramzan. Now we can be doing much more khatams, alhamdulillah, which we should be doing in Ramadan, but after Ramadan, at least if we can, one khatam a month, very good. But today people haven't got time, and then we have to start reducing the amount they read, only quarter supara at least. Hey, but we should try and read, make one khatam. If we read quarter supara, for women especially, because certain days they can't read, and then to make khatam will be difficult. So if they read quarter supara, men, if we read those who are not hafiz, and who are not ulama, if they read two, three pages rukus, we'll be able to make one khatam. And all of us ask ourselves, this past year, did I make my khatam? And now in Ramadan, am I going towards my khatam? At least one khatam. MashaAllah, there are brothers here in the Khanqah who make much more khatam a day almost. They are making one khatam a day all the time they are reading. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. So anyway, connection with Quran Sharif is very, very important. This is when Allah said it is your hidayat, and Allah says it is rahmat for you, then Allah's word is absolute. And Allah give us that yaqeen on His word, that this is where we will find our salvation, we will find our success, we will find everything. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is the thing by which you should become happy. Today we become happy, my son is an engineer, my son is a doctor. Real happiness is, my son has become an alim, my son has become a hafiz. And the thing is, then amal on that also. As we had read now, those who make amal, all the fazilat are for those people. If there isn't the amal, then Allah save us, there mustn't be, in fact, punishment. That we are expecting we are going to get something, and instead of getting something, we get punished. Allah save us from that. And amal also is of different levels. What we will take normally, amal that you are making, we are making our five times namaz, we got sunnat outwardly on our body, clothes, etc., beard and that. But see the wuzurgs, what their meaning is that you are making amal. One time, one person, alim and murid, graduate of Dioban, who was a murid of Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, came and visit Hazrat for his islah to take benefit of his share. When he came there, it was such a time that Hazrat used to make lots of suffer. He was out, he wasn't there at home. But they showed him the place where he must sleep, etc., Mehman Khana. So he slept there on the bed. Maulana came middle of the night, that was Maulana's habit. He was a mujahid through and through. When he came, he saw somebody sleeping there, and he didn't disturb the house people to go and wake them up. He also just slept in the Mehman Khana, but on the floor he slept, and with a brick as his pillow. So when this murid woke up in the morning, we can imagine what happened to him, that my sheikh and he sleeping, I'm sleeping on top on the bed comfortably, and my sheikh is sleeping at the bottom, and he's sleeping with a brick as his pillow. So when he complained and all that, and he said, Hazrat, you should have woken me up. You are my sheikh, you are old, you are elderly, you need the comfort. Just see these people, we are nowhere, anywhere near any there. So he said, you are my mehman. And the Hazrat said at that time, our problem, he said, we ulama, that we study, but we don't make amal. So what did he say? Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim saifa. A person who has iman on Allah in the last day, he must honor his guest. So you are my guest at this time. So it's my duty to honor you. So they took amal to be at that level. We feel we make our five times namaz, we read Quran Sharif, we are teaching deen, so we are making amal on. But the finer points, and these are not really finer, they are very important, not basics, but we are very negligent about these things. So Allah give us tawfiq that we can make amal of what we know and what we have learned, that we make amal on it like that. Today generally with our neighbors also, perhaps we don't even know that neighbors, how much one of our sachis, mashallah, asked very good question, that my neighbors, that we interact with them certain amount, is that sufficient or not? That worry should be with us. And there are other neighbors who are non-Muslims. So what must be our relationship with them also? So all this we should know. And then accordingly Allah give us tawfiq also. So neighbors writes us so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Jibreel alayhi salam stressed on me so much the neighbors rights that I thought they will be part of the inheritance also. That when inheritance is shared, that they also will get some part. So, and whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim neighbors, all neighbors, but we have very little relationship with our neighbors also, and with our relatives also. Today, in fact, what relatives in our home also, brothers, sisters, not to, everyone is doing his own work. Everyone is doing his own thing. We're not interested in one another. And the relationship in the house and then with the other families, Allah make us a lot maaf. We are gone far. Today we got a lot of time for holidays. We go to resorts, etc. Our old people, they should fill the car, everything, and go visit all the family people. Whenever there was a chance, take a few days off, they go and visit all the family people. And they should be all. And small houses, and everyone was accommodated. And the amount of muhabbat that there was. Today, we all build big houses with the intention when family people will come. But today, we inform them that this hotel is near here. Or they find out which hotel. Everyone just stays in hotels, etc. Whereas, the mission of Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi, with the work of Tabligh, he said that one of our mission is that there must be no more hotels left. Every Muslim house is a hotel. And so much so, today, even in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, there was that time when the wealthy people, they employed people to go to Jeddah, and when the Hajis come, bring them to our house. Like we still have, alhamdulillah, especially in Madinatul Munawwara, we see, as you enter the haram, you get the small boys come and they pull you and they take you, you must come sit on our dastarkhan. And they take a promise every day you'll come and sit here. Those days they should bring them and they should accommodate them at home. And from there then they should do their hajj and everything. And everyone, they also had deen in them. Those people also had deen. Nobody exploited one another. But today it's a whole Western way of life. Everyone wants to just exploit one another. And everyone wants to suck one another. How much I can take, much I can take out from this person. That one is worried of how much I can take out. This is far from our deeny things. We speak about it, Allah bring the reality in our lives that we can live like this. So this is all by the basics of the Quran Sharif. With the Quran Sharif, ulama have said this month of Ramadan, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam associated with Quran and the Sahaba, he made them associated with Quran Sharif, and Quran Sharif came in their lives. Then this is what transformed them, and they became a complete different nation. And they went in the world wherever they went, and Islam just spread everywhere. It is said of Indonesia or one of these countries, that when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went there, and they went with the excuse of doing business. But their mission was not business. The mission was deen all the time. And they were doing business how Islam teaches, which we also read, that especially in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had made a law, you can't do business unless you have learned the laws of business. And he should go personally out with his work, and he should test the people whether they know their laws or not. And if they did not know, he should work them and make them know the laws of Shariat as far as business is concerned. Every department that we go into, whether you're an employer, employee, you do farming, you got a factory, you got what offices, you got a retail, you got a wholesale, there are a lot of laws of Sharia, and they are not impossible. And Allah reward those muftis who are working in this direction of what we need at the moment. And they giving it to the business people, and business people are responding. They also want their businesses to come Sharia compliant, that it must be done properly according to Sharia. So this is also very, and consequently we see many businesses got musallas in their businesses today. So if the masjid is near, the ideal thing is to go to the masjid. But to have this, one business, one place we went, they got like almost a 24-hour catering service. And all the workers, whenever they want to, they can go and eat there. And they eat free of charge there. So all these qualities, if they can come into us. Or how a Muslim, one friend of ours in Botswana, he had a law that if any person buys something and he wants to return it, then you should take it back, refund the money. And it happened that a lady, a black lady, she had bought a radio and she came on a Saturday morning when they were very busy and she returned it. So that salesman went to the manager in his office and said, so he said, you know the law, why are you coming to me also? Our rule is, they bring it back, give them the money, refund. She said, but you can see it has been used. It's not still new. So he says, no, you'll give her the money. When he gave her the money, she became so happy. She was a poor woman who didn't have money for food. And she went out, and at the top of her voice, she was shouting that anyone want to buy, they must come to the shop. Where can you get better advertisement than this? How she was advertising for it. Of course, our niyat must not be there. And sadly, we see many Jewish shops, they've got it clearly written. Anyone who has bought something and he wants to return it, we will take it back happily. And Muslim shops have got clearly written, goods once sold and sold and sold will not be accepted again. So if we come to know how our deen has taught us to do and what great virtue and fazilat when somebody bought something, you return it. What is called iqala in Sharia, you free him of his sale and you give him back his money. Then on the day of Qiyamah you did that, Allah will set you free. One person, he opened a shop at the door of a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Business was flourishing for about 6 months. What good business he was doing. After 6 months, suddenly he closed his business. The people said, you were getting all your five times namaz. What takbir ula, your shop is just here. Why you closed? He said, I wasn't doing business for the sake of business. I just wanted the day that a customer will come back and say that I'm not happy with this goods and I can return his money to him again. So for that I was doing business, so that I can have this great virtue on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the teachings of the Quran, which alhamdulillah our programs from morning till night, tafsir in the morning, then all the five sections of deen, then all mu'tiyat, all this, everything is with regard to Quran Sharif. It is all an explanation of Quran Sharif. We have built the momentum in Ramadan. We must not stop it, put a full stop when Eid comes. We can't carry on at that pace, okay? But at least we should carry on. And it should carry on in our lives. We should make that niyat and intention, firm determination, that after Ramadan, we will carry on with at least a reasonable amount. Our ma'amulat, our Quran Sharif, five times namaz, with jamaat, etc. And improve the quality of our namaz, all that. Namaz, for example, the Quran Sharif itself speaks. One namaz is that, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And other qualities which Allah has explained, those mu'mineen have become successful. And the first quality is that they have in them that they have got devotion, concentration in their salah. So that is also Quran Sharif. So that also has to come. And the same Quran Sharif speaks another place, for وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Those who are musallis, destruction for those people. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَأَنْ mindful of their namaz. Either they are not making namaz, they are unmindful. They are making, but they got no concentration in their namaz. Whatever all the different levels and degrees. So Quran Sharif, basically, we have to take it as a guide. And everything must be around the Quran Sharif. So what is Quran Sharif? We should show our happiness also. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should complete his normal reading, he should slaughter a camel and feed the people. So when we also complete our reading, we also should show some happiness. Give some, perhaps whatever we have to give the children something, make them happy, give out to some people, more better give to the poor also. But charity starts at home. Many times we do a lot of charity outside, but we don't look at the family. Zakat, we can see a lot of other people who need, but we don't see the family who needs. The family is the first, should be the first resource recipients. We should see to them first, and then everyone else also, all the other sources of deen also. And as some people have more or less worked out, if everyone was just giving his zakat in any one country, there would be, after giving all the poor people, and if it was channelized properly, there won't be poor people left. Everyone, there is so much of money. By the billions of people's assets are today. So you take out 2.5%. And this is also Allah's great mercy. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to also say that Allah has given us all two eyes. One eye is to see our need. And one eye is to see the need of the poor people, those other people who haven't got. As mashallah, one of the bayans that we read, that in everything we should take the aspect of zakat from the month of Ramadan into all departments of our lives. Like for example, Allah gave us two legs, we are healthy. Somebody who is crippled, he can't walk, go and help that person. That also we should see. Allah gave us two eyes, a person is blind. Go and help him also. So all these people, whoever it is, wherever there is some need, Allah gave you knowledge, somebody hasn't got knowledge, go and teach that person. And about knowledge, learning and teaching, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed it so much that he said that a certain town and group of people who haven't got knowledge, if they don't learn, I will punish them. And another place, those people hate knowledge. If they don't teach the other people, I will punish them. So everyone must have the desire to learn, and Allah give us all the desire to teach also. And that deen becomes common, and we all learn and teach deen. And every aspect of deen, that we all learn it. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So we must express our happiness of the Quran Sharif. One student, but naughty type student, he had fought with other students, and then in the process, the Quran Sharif fell down also. So we reprimanded the student. So though he was a naughty student, but he comes from one of the countries of Africa, and how much of respect there they have got. Though he's naughty in his ways, he was doing wrong things. But when we asked him, he said, the next day I kept roza, kafara, for dropping the Quran Sharif. So we also, Quran Sharif, sometimes we don't put it properly or something we do, we should also get in the habit that we give some sadaqah for the disrespect of the Quran. Whatever we had done, happiness also, spend some money, that Allah gave me the tawfiq, I completed, kitted Quran Sharif, and I give some money also. And forever, when we read also sometimes, we weren't concentrating, we didn't read properly, we give some sadaqah. Thereby this, Allah Ta'ala raises nations, makes nations go high upon the token of the Quran Sharif. So, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The Quran Sharif is much, when Quran Sharif says خَيْرٌ, we don't know how much خَيْر is. There is no limit of all what you are accumulating. We are seeing that if I give so much, my one son, I make him a hafiz, then I should put him in a business, I should get more. Allah says, no, he has become hafiz, it's much more. And the fazail, we just read some of the fazail, that what the parents will get on the day of Qiyamah. They will be surprised. And because of the son that has studied, the child who has become hafiz. And the thing is also then, another concern, not only make him hafiz, but that he becomes a practicing hafiz also. That he practices, and as we explained also, practicing starts from one level, and like we see our buzurgs, where they were in their practice. And one thing also we should try to get into the habit of studying the lives, sawanih, of our elders. There we will see how much these people practice on sunnah. How their lives were centered according to sunnah. Which hadith, where they take it out from, which we never think about. We take some kitab, few sunnahs that we practice, and we feel that now I'm practicing on sunnah. But sunnah is very, very deep. Very deep. And to get that lifestyle, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says in his poem, that a person who's got Nizam-i-Madina, the lifestyle of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has got everything in his life. So Allah give us tawfiq, really, and where we start, where we realize we are deficient. If a person thinks, no, I'm making all this amala, we just look, we are fooled generally because of our appearance, which is also great. Just to have sunnat appearance is no small thing. But that is not the end of it. That is only the starting of it. When once we have kurta, we have got big responsibilities on us now. And the people say also, you got a beard and you do this. So now we got big responsibility. So that must come, and then we must realize our responsibilities also, and we live according to that. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and to realize that, yeah, where Allah also says, wa khayrum mimma yajma'un, all what you are gathering of dunya and all other things, this Quran Sharif is much more superior. Whether you learnt it, you don't know Arabic also, and you just learnt it off the heart, that is also very great by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then if you practice upon it, you teach it to others again, you make others hafiz, alim, and this silsila carries on. Allahu Akbar, what great earnings they are. So Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq to respect and honor the Quran Sharif and realize the connection with Ramadan. And as we are here, we do that also. So if everyone, Morning Musa, you just announce it also. Just write, you don't have to write your name, that how much I've prayed so far. So that we can see in a week that more or less, you don't write your name, just write there 14, 7, 8, 10, 1 khatam plus another 10 suparas. So then we know how our satis are faring. Because that is also important to keep a track on our satis also, and for ourselves also, for everyone, how much we are reading. So Mani Musa will see to that, then we can get a gauge. And just for encouragement purposes, we are not going to reprimand or anything. We can't reprimand anyone. Everyone, we are responsible for ourselves. So this Quran Sharif, and no matter how much we speak or the whole world speaks, the Kalamullah, if all the seas of the world become ink and all the trees of the world become pen, and they want to write the words of Allah, the honor and the greatness of Allah, all this will get finished, and you bring some more, double the amount. And as much as you want to tell the day of Qiyamah, all this can get finished, but Allah's will, greatness cannot get finished. And the more a person reads Quran Sharif, the more Allah opens Quran to that person. And especially for the ulama, when we read it with the tadabbur, with the meaning, and we think about it, Allah will give such ulum that we cannot imagine. One person, some people told Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, "Wait, you became a Maulvi. You should have become a lawyer. You should have been a barrister, a lawyer, top lawyer." So he says, it is this knowledge of what I learned in my alim course that has given me this wit and understanding. Ulama have written one top fiqh kitab that is taught in this course, Hidayah. If a person reads that properly with its understanding, nobody can match with that person. And that is still just one part that has been taken out from Quran Sharif. What the ulum of the Quran Sharif is, we cannot imagine. So, and there are many kitabs also that are written in English also. Ask the ulama which we should read, and then we should try and increase our knowledge of Quran Sharif also, and realize what a kitab Allah has given us. But the bottom line is to have connection with Quran, to be reading every day basically. And then in our namazes, how much we can read. MashaAllah, so many of our satis, they read long rakats, all of Quran Sharif they are reading. So Allah Ta'ala give us this connection with Quran Sharif, and a promise to make between us and Allah that we are going to keep the Quran Sharif alive. In our homes there will be Quran Sharif. The education of our children will start with Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, there are those ulama also that the first thing they gave their children was Quran. After that, they introduced them to other things. But first, Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is our kitab. Allah has blessed us with this great, honorable kitab. And Allah will make us honorable if we will honor the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.